Well, good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful and cool day that the Lord has made. And once again, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have just spoken it out. We've declared it and decreed that 2014 is going to be the year that we go to the tippity top, top, top. Now, we've been saying that for weeks now, and y'all know it's now September. But we are slowly on our way to the end of 2014. And I hope that you guys are speaking this out every single day that we are going to the top. This is our year, y'all. It's our year of restoration, uncommon favor, and double, triple, and quadruple blessings. And because we keep saying this over and over and over, I just believe that the manifestation of this is going to come forth very, very soon. So everybody, come on. Y'all know what I'm about to tell y'all to do. Touch your phone. Touch your phone wherever you are and just speak it out wherever you are. These words. This is my year of uncommon favor, double blessings, and restoration. Did you speak it out? If you spoke that out, I just believe that your life has already started to change and change for the better. So it is spoken. So it is spoken. So it is spoken, it is so. Amen. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my husband, Charles, and myself, we want to just say thank you. Two simple words. Thank you for taking time out this morning to jump on this call and be motivated and inspired because Charles and I are honoring our commitment. We made this commitment in January of 2014 that we were going to do these calls every single week. Not for us, but for you. We're doing these calls to uplift you, to inspire you, and to motivate you. And at the same time, we're trying to give you a little bit of substance so you can stay on track and move forward in your business. And those of you on the phone, I know there's a few folks I'm seeing on the call already that are at their offices this morning and they're listening in. We know you don't have your business yet or you have your business part-time, but it is going to come forth full-time for you soon, and we just are speaking that out on your behalf. So it is spoken. It will be so. Now, every Monday, I like to do a quick recap of the weekend, and it's just been a whirlwind weekend for me. Some of you guys know I was at the Salamander Resort and Spa on Friday. I had a couple of meetings up there, and then I had to go back up there again on Saturday for a leadership and entrepreneurial female workshop that lasted pretty much all day long. So both days I did not leave the Salamander until very, very, very late at night. And I just have to tell you, it was probably one of the most amazing weekends I've had in a long time. I met some very high-level female entrepreneurs. These ladies, some of them were making $15 to $25 million a year in their businesses. So these were very, very high-level women that I met. I was in awe of the greatness in the room, and I was soaking it up like a sponge, learning from these women because they have truly set the bar for me. So I'm always of the belief if you want to go to the top, you got to hang out with top-level people. Can't keep hanging out with folks that are not on your level, which is one of the reasons why we have the topic this morning. Are you operating like a giraffe or are you operating like a turtle? And this weekend, I truly was operating like a giraffe. So I am just pleased about that conference. It was just amazing, and I was also glad that I was able to meet a couple of folks from out of the area on Friday. They came all the way to the Salamander, and we had a wonderful meeting. So it was truly an amazing weekend. But you know, when you basking and trying to go to the top, you know the devil always want to throw something at you. So of course, yesterday I woke up and I was not feeling well, and I started feeling a little bit better in the afternoon, and lo and behold, I wasn't feeling good again in the evening. So God is good. I'm feeling much better today, but you know the devil always tries to attack you when he sees that you're going to a different level. So always remember that when your body gets attacked, or you know you start getting attacks in your life, always know that there's something greater coming, and you have to be prepared for that because the devil doesn't want to see you succeed. But God is good, and I'm back with you guys this morning. I got to be transparent and tell y'all this is another day. Charles and I almost didn't do the call because I really wasn't sure how I was going to be feeling this morning, but I just thank God that I woke up and I'm feeling 1,000% better. So God is good, and I am so pleased to say that he is back. He wasn't with us last week, but he is back, and I'm so glad he's here. My amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And once again, we want to welcome everyone on the call this morning. Beautiful, sunshiny day outside, and it's a little bit cooler. We're not in that hot 90-something degree heat. It's one of my actually favorite times of the year when we start moving into fall and the leaves start changing colors, and sometimes you just have to stop, look at the trees, and say, you know what, look at God. Just look at God. I mean, just showing off and showing out. So once again, we want to welcome everyone onto the call, and we know that on this beautiful morning, you guys can be anywhere you want to be, doing what you want to do, meeting with who you want to meet with, and you're chosen to be on the call with us this morning, and we just don't know how many times or how many ways that we can say we appreciate it, and we really appreciate you. So before we get too far into the call this morning, we definitely want to start off with the way we usually start off every call, every event, every experience, and that is with a word of prayer. So if you can bow with us, please do. If you're on the job, I don't know, somebody might walk by and think you're asleep, so you might want to you might want to keep your head up, keep your eyes open. It's perfectly fine. Pray with us in spirit. Same way with those of you that may be driving right now. So if you can just go into a word of prayer with us. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have created. We thank you for all the ones on the call right now. We just thank you for divine connections right now. We just thank you for the hands that have reached out and said, how can I help someone else? We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for all things. For your word says that we are to give thanks for all things. When we're going through the good times, when we're going through the rough times, we just continually give thanks. We thank you for healing this morning. Wherever there may be a need for healing, wherever there may be a need for anyone on the call, finances, family, whatever it is, we just lift it up to you right now and touch and agree that it is done. All these things, we just lift up to you right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen. And we do have a few new people on the call this morning. And when we have new people on the call or new people in at different events that we do, a lot of times the question comes up, who is EPNET and what do we do?
Well, who is EPNET?
Who is
EPNET? Well, EPNET is a business building relationship organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. And you know, I say it every week, so what do we mean by that? Well, we help you build relationships by hosting experiences, workshops, retreats, seminars. And the experience we give is one that's friendly, is warm, is interactive, and it's a little bit of fun because we want you to feel like family when you are at an EPNET experience. And let me just say this really, really quickly. Now, this weekend, like I said, I was at this retreat with these high-powered women. Now, I will say, in the beginning, there was a few people grumbling and complaining because, you know, it's always somebody going to be grumbling and complaining because the event started very, very late. And as some of you know, on Saturday it was raining, and it was, you know, the Salamander is not close. It's far. It's actually way out in Middleburg, Virginia. So the hostess of the event, she's not an event planner. She actually is a professor, and she pulled this event together. and she was trying to allow for people to get there because the weather was bad. And I understood what she was doing. I actually talked to her after the event and gave her some pointers. But at first, it wasn't a great experience because people were a little bit put off that the event started so late. But as the time went on, it actually ended up being a very good experience. So that also, I shared that to say that sometimes when events do start late, because I, you know, sometimes we're guilty, we don't start right on time, and sometimes it's because we are trying to allow for people to get there. And, you know, you always have to make sure that if you do have an event, you make sure that you make it an experience. So one of the things that we try to do is we greet everybody when they come in. We try to give people hugs because we want you to start off with a good experience. So that was some tips and pointers I gave her because that was not something that she did. And I think if that would have been instituted, it might have been a little bit different. So that's what we try to do at FNET. We try to make it an overall great experience. And we don't just talk about recognizing and appreciating entrepreneurs. We show it and we do it. And we do it through our Legacy Awards Ball that we have every year where we honor between 12 and 14 entrepreneurs who are leading a living legacy. And we're in our ninth year. And we just invite you, if you have not participated in an FNET experience, that you come on through, come on by, and, you know, just visit one of our experiences so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Exactly. And that in itself is the main thing, growing your business and adding to that bottom line and just coming out, grabbing those business cards, doing what you need to do to just continue to move forward in your business. And a lot of times people ask the question, why do we do these calls? And that's really one of the main reasons why we do the calls, to really help you in your business, everybody helping one another, so that everybody eats. There's plenty of business out here for everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
And a lot of times the question is, you know, well, if we're doing these things, what is the purpose? And the purpose is, I think Teresa touched on a little earlier, to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs. Because a lot of times, especially if you're working your business and you're feeling like you're alone and things just really aren't working the way that you thought they were going to work, and it's like, you know what, I'm out here by myself, I'm doing this thing alone, I really need some help. It really helps just to have someone to help inspire and motivate you, even if it's only one time a week, to kind of just fill you up for the rest of the week so you can get out there, grind, do what you need to, and at the same time know where you can maybe call or email and say, you know what, can you help me with this or can you help me with that? So some of you are 100% entrepreneurs. Some of us, like myself, work full-time and work in my business. So we're actually in the same boat with you, and we know exactly what you're going through.
That's true. And, you know, just like Charles said, that is the reason that FNET was started, because I couldn't find people that I could bounce ideas off of and really, you know, try to get my business to another level. So that's why FNET was formed, and we have truly met some amazing people through this journey. And again, if you have not come to an FNET experience, we invite you to come on through and come build your business and your bottom line. All right. So I know it sounds like Charles and I are a little low this morning. Well, we're really not. We're actually pumped up. I'm still recovering a little bit. I'll tell you guys what was wrong with me. I had a terrible, terrible, terrible headache, and I never get headaches. And I know I was talking to Charles about it, and he said he thinks sometimes that also can be spiritual. Any pain in your body is actually sometimes a spiritual attack, and I never thought about it like that. And just like I shared, I mean, I met some phenomenal connections, some people I've never seen before. Matter of fact, when I walked in the room, I think I knew three people, and there was 100 ladies there. So for me, that's amazing, because some of those folks were from the Bowie, Largo, Silver Spring area. Never seen these people before in my life. So that lets you also know, just like Charles said, there's a lot of business out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in the DMV that we've never even laid eyes on. And it's just so amazing to me that we all had to meet way out in Middleburg, and we all lived so close to each other. Probably like 50 women in that room lived in this area. I'd never seen them before in my life. And it made me think, and I'll share more about this later when we talk about the turtle and the giraffe operating. But it was such an interesting weekend, and I actually was thinking very, very hard on my way back home, because I was like about an hour and a half drive back home. Both days. So I just was thinking very long and hard. And sometimes when you're thinking hard, sometimes you will get a headache. You know, and so I'm like, well, why do I have this terrible headache? So I was really not feeling good yesterday. So I'm sounding a little low because I'm feeling better now. But you know, sometimes when your body's attacked or racked with pain, you know, the next day you're a little tentative. You don't want that pain to come back. But I'm feeling better, and me and Charles are about to go ahead and uplift you because I know our voices sound a little low, but we're really not. God is good, and we are just so pleased that you are on the call today. So everybody, wherever you are, it's time to do our affirmation. You ready?
I know I'm ready.
I think that affirmation is going to get us all pumped up this morning. So let me go to the phone lines. Let me see who's on the call today. Who's on the line? Lady Sylvia Henderson is on the call.
Lady Sylvia.
Woohoo. Now, Lady Sylvia, you know you're going to have to stand it on up. Stand on up. Now, wait a minute. I don't have to tell Sylvia to stand up. Sylvia probably just stands up since we started the call.
I was actually about to say that. We're standing on the same line.
Yolanda Everett Wilson is on the call.
Sister Yolanda.
Hey, Lady Yolanda. Good to see you. And well, we can't forget our girl, Lady Tanya. Tanya McGuire, all the way from South Carolina, is on the call.
Good morning.
Nicole Bailey, good to see you. Nicole Bailey is on the call. Everybody, wherever you are, stand up. I can't shout everybody out. I'll be shouting out all day. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for being on the call. Zafara Fitz is on the call. Lady Zafara, woohoo! Good to see you, sweetie.
Excellent.
She is on the call with us today. And Tina Harmon, Lady Tina.
Tina
Harmon is on the call. All right, guys, let's stand it on up. Stand it on up. And we are going to say our affirmation. We're going to speak it out and speak it into the atmosphere, who we are. So we want everybody to repeat after us.
Nice and loud, like you just know your business is going to explode this week, because you know what? It is. It's about to happen.
Yes, yes. Come on, we'll speak it out loud and proud.
Or as they say out on the streets, it's about to go down. We know it's about to happen.
It's about to go down.
Nice and loud. I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Tanya McGuire, did you say you are amazing? Did you speak it out loud and proud? Sylvia Henderson, did you speak it out loud and proud that you are amazing? See, now I didn't hear the amazing all the way over here in Bowie where we are. Tina Harmon, come on now. I need y'all to, you know, put some energy in it. I need you to speak it out from your stomach that you are amazing. So we are going to say that one more again, because I don't think that they said it like they supposed to say it, honey.
One more again it is.
I am amazing! Charles is over there laughing at me, guys. Charles! He's over there on the step laughing at me, okay? Charles, you gotta say it like I said it. Come on.
I am amazing!
You know, let's clap it up for Charles, y'all. Let's clap it up, because I think he did a pretty good job this time.
I didn't think I was going to do it.
All right.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
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 Favored.
Favored.
Mm-hmm.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
All right, everybody on the call today, if you believe that you are an entrepreneur, that you are dynamic, that you're courageous, outstanding, amazing, consistent, remarkable, and that you are blessed and highly favored, I need you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody beside you, high-five the phone, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top. Not even going to ask for it. I'm just taking it.
All right.
All the way to the top.
All right.
And as I'm taking it all the way to the top, and everyone on the call is going right along with us, cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and bring them right along with us, helping somebody else's business also.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, we say this affirmation before each and every FNet experience because we believe deep in our soul that if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere, and you got to speak it out every day, guys. Don't just do it on the Monday motivational calls. Y'all know the affirmation. Get up every day and say that I am an entrepreneur. I am dynamic, courageous, amazing. Say that affirmation. If you speak it out, your life, your business, your family, your relationships, everything in your life is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to change for the better.
Yeah, and we've seen it over and over and over again. And I'm actually thinking especially for you speakers that are out there, because every time we speak at a place or I'm doing a training or anything like that, on the way to the event, mm-hmm. I'm actually saying the affirmation to myself, or if I'm in the car by myself, I'm saying it out loud. Of course, y'all know how we do. I'm saying it out loud, and by the time I get there, I'm just full of confidence, ready to go in and just, you know, take over the world.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's a good point, Charles. All speakers on the call, and I think we do have a few speakers on the call, I really want y'all to try that the next time before you go and speak. And I know, you know, we all speak from time to time. Charles and I are doing a lot more speaking. But, you know, before you go on stage, I don't care if you're speaking in front of 5 people or 5,000 people. We all have a ritual that we do before we go on stage. I usually pray. Some people jump around, you know, do jumping jacks. But whatever you need to do to get your energy up, get your energy going, make sure you say the affirmation. Say that affirmation, and you watch how different the energy in the room is going to be. So say your affirmation before you go on stage, and people are going to be like, wow, who is that dynamic speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have spoken it out about yourself, that you are everything that you say you are. And if you say you're a dynamic speaker, then that's what you're going to be.
Exactly.
So speakers on the call, make sure you do that and watch that speaking engagement energy change.
Exactly. When people see them, you know exactly what they're going to say. Who was that dynamic speaker? She was amazing.
It'll
happen every time.
That's right. Now, last week, we had a phenomenal guest on the call. She was back with us.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Melanie Inspires Thomas, and her topic was the breaking point, 5 steps to overcome. Wow, wow, wow. I can't even tell you how amazing that call was last week. If you missed it, the replay, I do believe, is up, and it's on our website, and you definitely need to check it out, because that replay, it's going to bless you. It's going to bless your soul. It's going to knock your socks off.
It will.
Amazing.
It will. It was excellent.
Amazing. Now, today's topic, and I know, well, before we jump into that, make sure you guys are taking out a piece of paper, pen.
Mm-hmm. However you want to take down notes, but if we can go back a few seconds,
you said
they can get on the website and listen to the call from last week, and
mm-hmm.
there may be new people on the line who don't know the website address.
Okay.
And that website address is etnetonline.com, which is ETNETONLINE, etnetonline.com, and go to Monday Motivational Calls, and once again, be blessed by the call from last week.
All right. So, today's topic is, are you operating like a turtle Or are you operating like a giraffe?
A turtle or a giraffe.
So I want you guys to really pay attention to this topic today. And for those folks who didn't get on the call, they're really going to miss a treat because, and I'm actually going to be quoting some passages from T.D. Jakes' book. And some of you guys know I met him at the Black Enterprise Conference earlier this year in May, and I was able to get my signed copy and took a couple pictures with him. But the title of his book is Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. And like I said, last night I was not feeling good, and I was laying in the bed, and I don't do a lot of watching TV. I very, very rarely watch it, but for some reason last night I was able to catch three of Oprah Winfrey's life classes in a row. Never have ever seen a life class, I'm ashamed to admit, because I just don't watch a lot of TV. But I was blessed. I saw the Steve Harvey one twice, and she did two with Steve Harvey, and then also the one that blessed me so much was T.D. Jakes. Because one of the things he was talking about was an excerpt from his book. He's got a chapter in his book called Treetop Instinct, and it's all about him studying the giraffe when he went to Africa. And one of the things he mentioned was about, if you've ever studied a giraffe, and I'm so fascinated because I never really paid attention to giraffes or turtles, but he was saying that, you know, giraffes, if you notice, they don't bend. If they bend their neck, they will die. Now, they can bend it a little teeny bit because, you know, sometimes they have to drink water or whatever, but you notice they drink that water and they come right on back up. They don't stay down low too far or too long because they have a long neck, as you know, giraffes have long necks, and if they are down too long, it cuts off their blood supply, and if they're down too long, they will pass out. And, you know, the more he spoke about this analogy, he mentioned that, you know, turtles are, you know, they're on the ground all the time. So you can't expect a turtle's perspective to be the same as a giraffe perspective. I hope y'all caught that. A turtle perspective is different from a giraffe perspective. And so you have to liken that with the people in your life. Are you surrounded by turtles whose perspective is always on the ground because that's all they know? Or are you liking your associations with giraffes who are always eating and feeding from the top? He made a comment in his book. He said, if you're sitting in a rooftop restaurant, you can't have a conversation with somebody sitting at a sidewalk cafe. Amen?
Amen.
So that is a very interesting comment. Also, you know, giraffes, their sight lines are from a higher view. And if you ever collide with people whose sight lines are limited by the view that they have of the world, you're not going to be able to expect them to see what you see. You're at the top, and that's what we keep talking about all year. We're taking our business to the top, right? So we're trying to go to the top like a giraffe and rise up and not be on the ground like a turtle. And, you know, I want to read an actual excerpt from his book. He says, while you must respect everyone's right to offer an opinion, you cannot walk in the wisdom of someone who has never lived on your level. In short, a turtle and a giraffe can occupy the same space, but they will never, ever have the same sight. Wow. Turtles are only reacting to his perspective. And I want to give you guys an example of this, and I don't know if you want to share this, Charles, or I can share it, but last year, as some of you know, President Barack Obama got reelected as our, 45th president, but he's really our 44th president, twice. And we decided to do an inaugural ball. But before that, Charles and I had introduced a program called FNET 5000. And we wanted our speaker to be Kerry Washington. I had contacted a few contacts. At that time, Scandal wasn't as big as it is now. Scandal is crazy huge now, but it wasn't that big in January of last year. So as some of you know, we did FNet 5000 in May of 2013. I contacted her agent, and we had secured her. She was going to be our FNet 5000 speaker. But because I knew that her show, Scandal, was a little controversial, I sent out an email to about, how many people? About 150 people?
Yeah, a whole lot of people.
About 150 people in the FNet network, people who had pretty much come to a lot of our events, who had been part of our network for a while, and I just asked their opinion. What do you guys think about Kerry Washington being our speaker for our new initiative, FNet 5000? Oh, Lord Jesus. Why did I do that? Now, I was trying to get everybody's opinion and, you know, just kind of see what people thought. Well, unfortunately, we got a lot of pushback. Now, don't get me wrong. Several people signed up immediately. They say, oh, I want to come. I mean, I want to be part of the VIP, and I want to do it. Because we were going to have, like, a VIP reception with her. She was going to be our speaker. You know, just it was going to be a really good event. But we actually had people who were so upset. We actually, Charles and I actually had meetings with a couple of folks that were very upset about Kerry Washington because they felt that she was a bad role model for girls. She was having an affair with the president. So let's just stop right there. Kerry Washington was not having an affair with the president, okay? It's a show. She's an actress. And then that was another thing. Oh, she's an actress. She's not an entrepreneur. Well, I can't tell you more of an entrepreneur than an actor or an actress. Their whole body, their whole being, they are their brand. They are entrepreneurs. So, of course, Charles and I had several discussions with people, and the pushback was so terrible that we decided to pull her. I actually contacted her agent, and luckily I was able to smooth things over so I did not mess up that relationship, because at the end of the day, we had pretty much booked her. She was booked. She was a done deal. She was coming. And for me to pull her back for no reason, that's not cool. They could have made us pay her entire fee. They could have done a lot of things. But because of the relationship that I had built, it was okay. We were able to get out of that contract deal. Fast forward, actually not even a whole year, fast forward 6 to 7 months, and who is one of the hottest female entrepreneurs and actresses in Hollywood today? Kerry Washington. Now, Charles and I have had many, many conversations since that debacle of a decision, because it was our decision. We didn't have to do it, but why did we do it? We listened to turtles. We weren't listening to the giraffes. And so when you listen to turtles, you miss out on a treetop experience. And so we missed out on a treetop experience and a treetop opportunity. Don't do that. Do not do that. We had a vision. We knew what we wanted to do with Kerry Washington, and we allowed turtles to talk us out of an idea that we had already put into place. So, are you operating like a turtle, or are you operating like a giraffe? In that instance, Charles and I, we were operating like a turtle. So jump in, honey, if you want to say something real quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you're actually saying that, I'm thinking about one of the things I always tell my clients is if you see me holding an iron and I touch it and I say, ouch, and pull away from it, you don't have to walk up to that same iron and touch it yourself to know that it's hot, which basically means, you know, feel free to learn from someone else's mistakes, someone else's examples and everything like that. And the other thing I'm thinking of is right out of the Word of God, because although things like that are happening every day and it happened to us, it wasn't the first time something like this has happened. I'm thinking all the way back to Genesis. I'm thinking about Noah, where Noah had actually gotten the download from God himself to build the ark. He said he's going to make it rain. He's going to destroy the world. And for the next 120 years, here's Noah actually preaching to the people, you know, it's going to rain, it's going to flood, you know, you want to, you know, change your ways and everything, and the people laughing at them.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you building this big boat? Hey, especially year after year after year, we're talking about 120 years. A lot of us, after 1 or 2 years, as soon as somebody says something negative, we're already ready to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew, being like that giraffe, he had the vision. It was plain. It was written down. All the dimensions of how the ark was supposed to be built. He knew exactly what his purpose was and what he was supposed to be doing. And here are the naysayers. And you're always going to have the naysayers.
Yeah.
People who don't see the same vision. People who have not, you know, gotten down before God and stretched out before God and said, what is my purpose? What is your will for my life or anything like that? When you know, run with it. Run with it. Any doubters, any naysayers, keep running with your vision. Because at the end, you already know what it's going to be. He's already shown you. You already know what it's going to be. Continue to be that giraffe. Continue, especially when you know where you've received your vision from. Keep running with it. Don't even slow down. Keep running with it. We'll be right there at the finish line with you to help you celebrate.
Amen. So, I'm going to leave you with this one excerpt from T.D. Jakes' book, Instinct. And I do encourage you, if you have not read that book, make sure you read it. It is truly, truly, truly food for your soul. And for those who are operating like a giraffe, you definitely want to, you know, make sure that you read it and soak it in. But that's one other thing that he said that I thought was very interesting. He said, leaders who have reached a new height don't stoop down to prove a point or ward off an assault. They know that even if you win, it doesn't compare with what you lose when you fight beneath yourself. The giraffe seldom bends low, even when he drinks, which is infrequently, because he retains the water for long periods of time. Instinctive leaders and innovative thinkers understand that to keep their head up may mean more than just staying encouraged. It could be a dire warning against acquiescing to the tactics of the terrorist who seeks their demise. What others are saying often isn't as dangerous as it could be until you lower your head to respond. Maintain your current level of vision,
mm-hmm.
and don't droop or stoop to the petty politics percolating below.
Mm.
That's a good word right there.
You know what else I heard in that word? The people trying to tear you down are terrorists.
I know, I heard that.
Oh my goodness.
That's good word right there. So you got to keep your head up. Keep your head up and operate like a giraffe. I don't care what the naysayers are saying. If you have a vision, you stick with your vision. It's your vision. God didn't give me your vision, and he didn't give you my vision. Your vision is your vision. And of course, you want to bounce ideas off of people. And a couple of the ladies alluded to this same word this weekend. You got to take a risk. You got to jump out on faith. And you have got to stay the course for your vision. So I ask you the question, are you operating like a giraffe? Or are you operating like those little turtles that are nipping at your feet? Because they can't get to your level. Because remember, you're going to the top.
All the way to the top.
All right. Amen?
Amen. So we hope you all got a lot out of that this morning, and I believe we might have one or two announcements.
Just one big announcement, actually two announcements. Tomorrow, FNET, Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking.
Come and have breakfast with us. We're hungry.
Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking. If you have not signed up, please sign up. We need to get a head count. Go to www.eggspancakeseptember.eventbrite.com, and we'll put the link out there for you guys so you can see it. And also, the FNET Legacy Awards Ball is coming up next month, October 25th. Make sure that you get your ticket, fnetlegacyball.eventbrite.com. So that's my two announcements. And I hope that you got something out of this word today. Are you operating like a giraffe, or are you operating like a turtle? Please make sure that you think about that this week as you're going through, as you're interacting with people that are coming into your life, as you're interacting with family members, as you're interacting with everybody as it pertains to your business. Always keep that in the forefront of your mind. Everybody doesn't want to see you succeed. But remember, you're going to the top. And top-level people hang out with top-level people, right?
There it is.
Operate like a giraffe. And we'll see you at the top. And remember, we are FNET. But we just love connecting, building relationships, one relationship at a time. Have a great week. And remember, operate like a giraffe. And we'll see you at the top.
Have a blessed week.
Take care.